gosh.
Hey, dude, you ready? Clear, you ready? Let go. Spazzing out, say they acting out. Here we go again, cashing out. Hey, what's happening now? This is no pretend. Wednesday, get it in day. Time to act a fool, get it straight. Go and get your bait. All you have to do, turn it a verse. Forget what you heard. Them boys put in work. Opinions or durs. Turn it a verse. Forget what you heard. Them boys put in work. Opinions or durs.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
And we're back.
And we back. How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing, my friend?
Man, I cannot complain at all. I cannot complain.
How's your weekend been?
Man, it was horrible, man.
It was horrible. Why?
Because the Cavs lost, man. They got swept this weekend.
I didn't want to talk about that, but since you brought it up, fuck Kevin Durant.
Fuck KD. But yeah, man. So my weekend did not start off as planned. But other than that, it wasn't too bad of a weekend. I didn't lose any money, so.
And that's always a pro.
You know what I'm saying? I did not bet any money, so. I think I can survive since I ain't lose no money.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
How about your weekend, man? How was it?
A very typical Dylan weekend, you know, going out. It was pretty fun.
Washington Capitals won, so I know the city was lit like a...
Yeah, the city was crazy this past weekend, man. Like, it's just... There's a lot of cops, so that's the only negative part about that. But everybody was out. The weather was perfect. The streets were booming.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. You go fishing any?
You know, I always take a dip in the pool.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So what's new, man?
Man, there's same old same, man. Just trying to figure out, navigate this thing called life, you know?
Right. Well, we got some good reviews from the last podcast, so that's pretty good. And we welcome every bit of feedback that we can get. So for you guys that's listening, if you guys have feedback, don't hesitate to give us any. We definitely will consider it, definitely will take it in. But we got pretty good feedback, man. How about on your side?
What'd you say?
How was your feedback on your side?
Everybody loved it, man. Everybody's saying, you know, we've got some good quality content. Everybody's saying that we're funny. So I think our chemistry that we always had is just being able to project it to a better spotlight.
I ain't that funny. It must be all you.
I ain't want to say that. It's like, I'm playing, man. I'm playing.
But yeah, though, so, man, let's get started.
All right, what we got on the docket today?
A lot.
First and foremost, have you seen IHOP has changed their name from IHOP to International House of Breakfast to IHOP?
By the time we let this podcast go, they're going to announce it. So what do you think it's going to be is the question.
Oh, so it's not IHOP?
Yeah, it's supposed to be IHOP, bro. They're supposed to announce it tomorrow.
Oh, shit. So what? I don't get it. What's the commotion then?
So they're supposed to announce what the B stands for tomorrow.
Oh, so we don't know what the B stands for.
We don't know what the B stands for.
Okay. All right, that could really confuse me, but I still think it's stupid as shit and will forever be known as IHOP.
IHOP is trash anyways. I don't fuck with IHOP no more.
I mean...
You feel what I'm saying? Well, I used to love IHOP.
You're a breakfast connoisseur, so I can respect that, but me being somebody who is not a big breakfast fan, I really fucks with IHOP.
I used to love IHOP. Like, if you knew me back in the days, like, I used to love IHOP. That was my go-to spot, but I don't fuck with that shit no more. You know, man. People change. I grow up. And I don't fuck with that shit. That's just trash.
You got a higher quality of life, so you don't have to eat $3 pancakes no more.
Shit's trash. I had a very, very unsettling altercation at an IHOP, and I don't fuck with them anymore.
Who? What waitress you done pissed off?
Man, it was the manager. Stupid as hell.
What happened, man? What happened? Break it down.
Man, all right. So, I'm gonna give you an example. So, have you ever been like at your grandma's house, like coming from like a hot day outside of shooting basketball, hanging out with your boys, and you come into your grandma's house, and she asks you for something to drink, and she pour you a nice glass of lemonade. She ain't tripping by the ice, so she ain't mad at you or nothing. So she pour you a nice glass of lemonade, and you only drink half of it. Your thirst is quenched. You only drink half of them, put it in the refrigerator. So you come back a couple hours later, and you go to drink the same lemonade, and your lemonade tastes like the refrigerator. You ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's just horrible, right? It tastes like everything in the fucking refrigerator. Like your cup tastes like the lemons, tastes like the onions, tastes like everything that's in the refrigerator. It's just disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So like 5 years ago, I go to IHOP on free pancake day because I used to fuck with IHOP heavy. Every other day
I know, because you just dragged me to that shit, bro. No, get it down where I don't eat no damn pancakes.
Listen, I'm in there, yo. I'm in there eating, man. I ordered the free pancakes. Of course, I got me some bacon. I got me some cheese grits. So I'm going to mix up my cheese grits, and I start eating my cheese grits. Bro, my cheese grits tasted like the whole refrigerator. I could taste the onions. I could taste the bell peppers. I can taste everything in the fucking refrigerator in my cheese. Like, so I call the manager over. And I'm like, sir, I can taste everything in your refrigerator in my cheese. Like, I can taste onions in my cheese. I can taste all this stuff in my cheese. Like, something must be miscontaminated or something in your refrigerator. This nigga has the audacity to tell me, well, the cheese has to go in the refrigerator. I look at this nigga like, what? He was like, well, the cheese has to go in the refrigerator. Like, what you expect? I was like, okay, say no more. I got up, left my food, left everything, walked out the door.
Damn. You're like, respectful.
I got the fuck up and left. I was like, yo, really? All right, say no more. I got my shit, went out the door like, fuck this. Like, I ain't paying for none of this shit anyway. Fuck all this.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. I probably would have done the same thing. I can't be mad at that. Nah, I can't lie, bro. You know I'd be spazzing. I probably would have turned the fuck up. I can't even... I probably would have overreacted.
You know what I'm saying? See, it was a good day for me. I was in a good mood. You know, I'm my most ignorant when I'm by myself, and I had the opportunity to be real ignorant. But it was a good day. And I was like, okay, say no more. And I just haven't been back since. I haven't been back since. Like, I don't fuck with them no more. Shit's horrible.
I feel you, bro.
Shit's horrible.
Well, shit, well, brunch is what's in now, so you don't have to go back to IHOP anymore.
Right.
You know, nice quality brunch spot. You know what I'm saying? Get you some nice hors d'oeuvres.
Of course. Oh, shit. The hors d'oeuvres of choice today is I have a sub here. It's lightly toasted, oven roasted chicken breast with a little hint of bacon and American cheese, and it is slamming. It really is.
Well, my hors d'oeuvre church, I thought we was recording earlier, has already been eaten, but I had a fresh bowl of ramen, not like the fucking pack ramen, but like the real ramen with the gravy and like spinach and some type of chicken that they told me, but the shit was bussing. If y'all ain't never had real ramen before, I highly suggest that y'all go get that shit.
Facts. We're gonna see, but I haven't finished mine, but I'm not going to eat it this time while I'm recording, because one of my homegirls got on me so bad about me recording and eating, so I'm going to try not to do it this time.
I feel you. Yeah, you got to respect the folks. I'm
going to try not to eat it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I also have a running bet with someone, because they stated that I say like, and you know what I mean? and you feel me way too much when I'm talking. So I got a running bet that I won't say it more than 10 times. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay up, bro. Go ahead and put your coins to the side.
Lannister pays his debts, but I don't plan on losing. I do not plan on losing. I do not plan on losing. So tell me. Go ahead, say what you're saying.
What was that?
Go ahead, say what you was going to say.
I was going to say, somebody was asking me, like, what's the overall goal of this podcast? Like, what made us decide that we want to, what we made us decide that we want to do this and shit?
Man, that's a tough question. Well, not really.
I think it's different for both of us, bro. So you can go ahead and start off with why you wanted to start it.
Well,
or how this came about.
Ben was supposed to start a podcast a while back. For people that know me, man, I've always just thought different from a lot of people. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's ignorant, sometimes it's actually spot on, but I've always thought differently from a lot of people. And a lot of people ask me for advice and ask me, like, what I think about certain things. So Ben was supposed to start one. Never really got around to starting one. And I'm constantly having great dialogue, especially, like, with you and with other people. So it's just, I feel like it was time that we just stop procrastinating and make this shit happen.
I feel you. That's the truth. And I just felt like me and you, like, we literally talk every single day. Like, I don't think there's, since I met you, bro, like 5-6 years ago, I don't think there's been a day where we haven't had at least one conversation. Right. And sometimes it'd be super short. Sometimes, like, we'd be having, like, the most out-of-worldly, like, conversations and stuff. And I feel like sometimes some of these things that we say and speak, discuss about, we should definitely share it. So this is the perfect platform opportunity for us to, you know, actually get these ideas out, because we really do be having some otherworldly conversations, and I think this is the perfect place to share it.
Facts. A little insight into the eyes or the minds of the
most. And I think the best, some of our best conversations do be happening over food.
It does, most definitely. Every great conversation I have, it happens over food. Hit the opinions over the hors d'oeuvres part. Like, yeah. Every great conversation I have, business is done over the dinner table.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So we got to make this shit happen.
Have you been watching Keeping Up with Will Smith?
Man, listen. Will Smith, honestly, is the social media god right now. I don't care what nobody says. He just started, and he's the social media god.
Literally, he literally started like maybe like 2 months ago, and his content is just out of this world. I just be looking like, there's no way in hell that he doesn't have like a team of like 20 people that just brainstorm and just thinks of what they're going to post throughout the day.
Facts. He a free thinker like Kanye. We really do. Like, all his shit is lit as a motherfucker.
Yeah, and it just keeps getting better. And the quality, the production, you know, the content just gets better and better with each post. So I can only imagine, like, where he's going to take her here. Can you, like, look at his stuff and tell what you, and you can see, like, the trajectory of where he's going to go with this? Because I have an idea. Yeah. I kind of sort of have an idea.
I feel like either he's going to go in a scope of, I can't say a talk show like his wife has now. I wouldn't say like Oprah, but he definitely probably, I don't know. I feel like he's setting himself up for something great, and it's going to have to deal with social media, but I don't know what.
I think he's going to go like how Kevin Hart route, that he's going to build his whole entire media and production company, and he's going to find some type of, it could be Netflix, I don't know, it could be through Facebook, since his wife already has a partnership with them with their TV show. But he's basically going to figure out how to streamline all this content and all these ideas and monetize into one specific funnel hole with his name, his family's name, brand right behind it. That's what I see.
This is possible.
Yeah. So like, I think he might launch an app or something, you know? The Will Smith app. The Will Smith channel.
That could be dope.
Yeah,
I would definitely download.
It would be really dope.
I would definitely download.
I can't say I would download because I'm lazy as shit, but I definitely would check it out if it's on YouTube.
You would download. You download the title, so you would download.
Hey, listen, that's different. Title shook up the world with their content and their mission.
And Will Smith isn't.
I mean, yeah, but you know. No, but for real, I literally, there's only like four apps when I get on my phone. Like, I probably have like 100 apps, but I literally get on Twitter, Instagram, and Tidal, and iMessage. Other than that, like, nothing else gets open. I don't even know why the fuck I got a phone, to be honest with you.
That's a good question. Definitely a good
question. Like, think about it. How many apps do you have on your phone?
I think last time I checked, I had 120 or something like that.
And how many apps do you actually use on a daily basis?
Probably like a good little 7.
Exactly. Good, so unless the app is like super duper fire or like essential to your everyday needs, then it's probably not going to be used, man.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right.
And my consumption, like I look at everything through my computer. So if Will Smith doesn't have an online portal, then it's basically pointless for me.
Yeah, I guess that's how it's going to be. But they're coming out. Everybody trying to get their own, like, streaming network or platform or shoot a whole state. Kanye trying to get Wyoming. So it's just all type of shit, man. They trying to build cities and shit.
Yeah. Are we going to start this Kanye discussion, man?
I don't know. You know what I mean? The album was kind of fire.
So we got the Kanye album, and then we got the Kid Cudi. Have you heard the Kid Cudi and Kanye album?
I have heard Kid See Ghost.
Yeah. What do you think about it? What do you think about the first Kanye album, first and foremost?
I think it was a masterpiece. I think it was genius, honestly. I think it was good. I enjoyed it from front to back. The little 21 minutes. I enjoyed every second of it, man. I think it was real. Like, I think it was real. I enjoyed that shit.
I think, me personally, I like the production on it, you know, like, it's a very ethereal, like, you just close your eyes and just feel like, if he just made a whole entire album with just instrumentals, I'd probably play that shit front to back. But lyrically, I think it wasn't all that. Lyrically, it didn't do anything for me.
I would say I personally fuck with the lyricist or the lack of lyrics in it. He definitely had more bars in Kid See Ghost, but I fucks with the realness he had in Ye. Like, I feel like he just really tapped in and like put real feelings into that shit, and I really fuck with it.
I don't know. I still feel like it was kind of empty because, for one, Kanye is the most transparent person in the history of the earth. Like, he's definitely going to let you know everything he's feeling and seeing and tasting and touching at the moment. But I felt like he didn't dive in enough, like, you know, like with his slavery comments and like he briefly touched on his mental health and all of that. I just felt like it was kind of empty. He could have done more. I don't know. I personally feel like he could have done more.
Man, I got at least a good 10, 15 captions waiting straight off that album alone. Straight off that album alone. So I think it was genius.
Yeah.
I like the way he put it together. Like I said, even after that comment, I like the fact that he referenced how his wife didn't fuck with it. What he said, and he references bipolarism. So I fucks with it.
Yeah. I still think his wife, Kim Kardashian, saying something was just a money play. That's all she about. She about that bread, bro.
Ah, man.
Be real. Be real.
I feel iffy about it. Like, I feel torn because, like, that they had a meme going around about how Kim K or your wife or whatever, your wife, like, determines how you think or whatever the case they was trying to say. And they was trying to compare Kanye and Kim to Beyonce and Jay. Yeah. Even though Beyonce clearly cheated on Jay-Z, and now Kanye or Kim basically pushed Kanye to say what he said. But I fucks with the fact that he basically said she ain't fuck with this shit. So y'all gotta niggas gotta give her that, like, bro, get out of here. Like,
yeah.
He ain't fuck with this shit. You know what I mean? Even though he did say he was gonna fuck the money up, but the fact of the matter is she ain't pushed that nigga to say that dumb shit on camera.
Yeah. Yeah, they be giving Kim too much too much hell.
They do. They do. She just got somebody out of jail, huh? But we ain't gonna even talk about none of that, yo. We ain't even gonna talk about none of that, bro. Got
it. Yo, man. All right, so what do you think about Kid See Ghost?
It was my least favorite of the three that have fallen.
Oh, the least favorite?
It's my least favorite.
First and foremost, are you a Kid Cudi fan?
I am a Cudi fan. I've listened three times. So
I like this one better simply because of Kid Cudi.
I guess, but Kanye did give Mo bars. Maybe I got to give it another word. I can't really speak on it. I've been giving it like a 5. But production was bomb, of course.
See, so I was listening to somebody speak about this, about how people rate Kanye's albums, right? And you said you give it a 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to everybody else in music right now, Kanye's 5 is still a 20 on their scale, you know? So it's like, even though Kanye underperformed on this, this shit is still better than everything else that's out, you know?
I guess. Only way I'm going to be satisfied with whatever Kanye got going on is after he dropped Nas on.
Ah, man, that's... Nas, bro, album. I don't think I'm ready for this.
He dropped Big Sean right after that. And then it's going to be a wrap for the summer for me.
Well, shit, Drake got to drop soon. So...
Man, Drake did.
Drake is about to drop his album and sell 150 billion records.
He gonna be in his feelings the whole time.
And that's what it's expected. You know exactly what you're gonna get when you get a Drake album. You gonna get some voice message. You gonna get some recorded phone conversation that's probably gonna get leaked. It's gonna get some heartfelt lyrics. Apologize to several girlfriends.
That shit's crazy. But he did get murdered,
yeah,
though.
He did. I can't even lie.
He did get murdered. And it was ugly, too.
Yeah, but Pusha, I appreciate Pusha for pushing the boundaries, man. We definitely need it for rap music.
I hate that Jay Prince stepped in, but I need a Drake to respond.
And what's your theory on Jay Prince stepping in? Why do you think he did that?
I think that nigga gay. It's like, nah, like, I feel like they swear he had like some ruin your career type information. So I guess he stepped in to like, so Drake won't be looked at as the bad guy. You know what I mean? Like,
I personally think Drake didn't have anything, and that's the reason why he stepped in.
Nothing either.
I don't think he had anything. So to save face, he had Jay Prince step in.
That's how I feel as well. I don't think he had shit. Yeah. I don't think he had shit. I think Drake was scrambling, and he was like, "Yo, Jay Prince, I can't find nothing. Yo, step in, act like the OG and like you told me not to do that.
Go ahead and help me to get this L off my shoulders.
Bear this L with me." That shit's crazy, man.
Are you looking forward to this Drake album, though? Even though you said it's going to be soft?
Man, I look forward to every Drake album. To be real. Being completely honest. Like, I look forward to every Drake album. Like, Drake put out good music, period. And it doesn't matter like when it come out, where it come out. It's that's where all we listen to.
Yeah.
It be in the club, it be on the radio, be on commercials. That should be everywhere. So I'm prepared.
Yeah, I just hope it's not too much singing because I don't really like singing Drake like that.
Nah, if he gonna be rapping, he got a lot on his chest, yo.
I hope he's out here rapping.
He gonna be rapping. He got a lot on his chest. He might get trashed like Nicki when she broke up with Safari.
Ah, oh, man.
You are hiding a child.
Oh, man. All these Nicki fans about to be at your neck now.
We don't got too many barbs listening.
You never know. You know, barbs just come out of nowhere.
The Beehive definitely got on me last podcast was saying Beyonce Curry. they definitely jumped on me.
As they should, bro. You should be putting that information out there like that.
Her and Jay just dropped some pictures just like
Kanye. Oh my god, bro. Come on. Kill. Yo, I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z is is like the greatest rapper that I've ever heard in my life. But he should know good and damn well he didn't need to drop them photos, bruh. I swear to God, the nigga get caught cheating, put on Front Street, he just gonna do anything now, bruh.
Nigga look like your uncle trying to make up to your auntie.
Bruh.
Taking family photos and shit.
Hell yeah.
That shit crazy. That shit foolish as a motherfucker. I don't know, man. I don't know what we're gonna do.
Hell yeah. Let me ask you a question, bro. This has been pondering on my head for a minute. We had this conversation before, and I think we should this is one of those things that should resurface and we should bring back. What do you feel about college? Do you feel like it was a scam?
Man, college was a scam. College is the biggest scam since paying taxes. Like, that shit. A scam.
And why you feel that way?
All right. So let's be objective here. I'm going to give you two scenarios and you tell me which one you would pick. Just like, just be subjective. You know what I mean? Clear your mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's two scenarios. All right. Let's say I tell you in 4 years, you give me 4 years of your life. At the end of the 4 years, you'll have $80,000, no debt, you have an apartment, and you'll be working on the job. And on the other hand, I tell you, you give me 4 years of your life. At the end of those 4 years, you'll have $50,000 in debt, no job. No house, but I give you a sheet of paper at the end of those 4 years. Which one would you choose?
I would choose option A.
My point exactly. That's why college is a scam. But I had homeboys that stayed home while I was in school for 4 years, worked whatever. Let's say they worked a little $20,000 job. They made 80 bands while I was gone.
80 bands a year?
No, let's say they make $20,000 a year. So they made 80 bands over a 4 year span. While I spent 80 bands and $20,000 to $50,000 in debt coming out of school. Then on top of that, I have no experience to get no job that I want and I gotta fight for jobs. Like, that shit's a scam. That shit makes no sense. Like, and then on top of that, every job that you get trains you for the job. So what was the purpose of me going to school?
This is true. This is true. Well, I had to look at it from a different perspective. I feel like college was one of the experience, and two, it gives you a whole entire totally different network and perspective on not just like life in general, but like career wise, like different opportunities, different things you can do, different routes. That you couldn't be afforded if you were to essentially stay home and work a traditional 9-to-5 job.
I can give you that because I wouldn't trade my experiences for nothing. But what do you do now?
I don't do anything that I went to school for.
Exactly. 29%. This is a number I've gotten off Google. 29% of people actually use their degrees.
That sounds about right.
After leaving
class. That sounds about right.
29%.
But
that shit makes no sense.
But I feel like the way that the degrees are structured is a scam. Because I don't think you should be. I don't think you should pick something when you're a freshman and essentially have to be locked in that for the next 4 years, because you got to grow, evolve, and adapt, you know? Like me personally.
Exactly.
So I went to school for political science. And by the time I got to my senior year, I realized that I actually enjoy doing different things. Like what I do now is digital communication. So I love Photoshop. I love taking photos. I love making graphics and videos and stuff. But I didn't realize that until like my final semester of college.
So it wasn't worth it. You could have been doing all that without even going
but
to college.
But in that same regard, I didn't do this stuff before I got to college, you know? So I had to gain that experience while I was there and gain understanding and more knowledge on those specific tasks. Like even though I was majoring in political science, I took electives more catered towards digital communications.
So you think it's a benefit? So you feel like it was a benefit?
Yeah, it benefited me because I know for a fact if I didn't go to college, I probably would have been working at a factory somewhere.
But that's not the point, though. So with what you're doing right now, could you do that? Could you have done that without going to college?
I could have done it without going to college, but I wouldn't have done it without going to college.
Just based on your experience.
Yes, based on my experience, because I wouldn't have the insight. I wouldn't have, you know, wouldn't have networked the individuals who put me in the positions. You know, I just wouldn't have, I wouldn't have even known about it, if that makes sense.
I feel so. So basically saying, if you could have do it all over again, would you go to college?
I would definitely go to college. I would definitely. I would go to college 3 more times.
I guess that shit was a scam.
It was, but it was the most fun that I've ever. Well, until this period where I am now, because I'm having so much fun right now. But before now, college was the most fun shit I've ever experienced. Literally every single day. Every single day was a new experience.
If I can go back, I'll go to college just for the social life. I definitely won't go for the
class. Yeah, I hate the class. I can't lie about that.
Because I ain't did shit. I ain't did no work. I skated through. Like, shit was easy as fuck. I ain't did shit. Damn. That's why I was a waste.
Yeah, I would just, like, I hated taking tests, all that shit. If I could just go and just sit in class and just listen to the lectures, I probably would. But as far as, like, actually doing work, that's not how my brain works.
It doesn't prepare you for the real world at all. I don't believe it. Like I said, this is a scam. Because every job, it doesn't matter what job you go on. They train you for that.
I mean, what about doctors, though? You gotta know how to be a doctor. Go to school to know how to be a doctor. And lawyers, too. You can't get that on the job experience.
And what?
Being a lawyer or a doctor?
That's not true either, bro. Like, doctors, you know what I mean? They go through clinicals and stuff like that. Like, they go into school to learn terminology just to write it on a sheet of paper where you can't even read it.
I mean, you still got to go and look at, like, case studies and stuff like that.
Man, that shit has nothing to do with nothing.
Listen, bro, I don't even fuck what you say. I'd rather take a doctor with 40 years of education than a motherfucker.
But the fact of the matter is, you wouldn't know. Like, if a doctor learned all this experience hands-on, you wouldn't fucking know, bro. How would you know?
When my damn arm falls off. Going for a stomach ache and I come out with no arm, bro.
Hell nah, bro. You wouldn't be able to tell. Like, if a doctor specializes in open heart surgery and he's been doing this, he's been studying it, he's been whatevering it, all on the job training, by the time he gets to the place where he can do this stuff, he's gonna be a professional at it. Everybody had to start somewhere.
In college.
Motherfuckers ain't starting. Them motherfuckers is retarded. Got it. Nah, bro, like every job, man, they train you particularly how to get the job done their way for their job. Which way is going to make them the most money, which way is going to be most efficient, which way is going to work for them in that position, or that role, that honestly you could have did without a college degree. Like, that shit makes no sense.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, but education and experience definitely shouldn't be aligned, I don't believe.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. But I just used college to get out of Florence. That's basically it. I needed a gateway. And I took that open door and I just ran with it.
True. I thought college was a good move for me. That shit was definitely a waste. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I know so many people that got college degrees, and I probably know like three that actually using that degree. Yeah. Three, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here. Definitely. If I have a kid, I'm like, yo, get a trade, then decide if you want to sign
up. Oh, yeah. I already got it set in my mind that I need at least four kids so they can run the Dylan Donalds empire. I got to pass all of this down. I got to pass all these gyms down. They don't need to go to college for that. I'm going to be training them. They're going to be working in our sweatshop when they turn 5 years old.
And that's perfect. See, you just said they don't even need college.
They don't.
You're going to train them up from the jump.
Exactly. But I had to take these L's and learn these experiences for my future children to prosper.
We're not acknowledging any L's in 2018. It doesn't matter what's going on, how big the L, how small the L. L's in 2018 are non-existent.
Exactly. I mean, for you, but like I tell everybody, you can't spell Dylan without a few L's, man. And I take them motherfuckers on the daily. But that's a part of life, though. That's my learning and growing experience.
I feel you. I don't acknowledge no L's. If it's an L, I don't acknowledge it. Oh, it's a bad day? Nah.
It's not a bad day. It's a great day.
No shirt, summer 18.
I'm trying. I've really been trying to do, you know, trying to get on this no shirt summer 18. Well, it's not going to be summer. It'll probably be like no shirt fall 2020. But we working on it.
Wait up, gate up, bro. Wait up, gate up.
I got my dry roasted peanuts with sea salt on me. I'm trying to eat this whole bottle tonight. That should probably knock on about half a pound, right?
I wouldn't get your hopes up. I really wouldn't.
I need you to lie to me. Right? I need you to lie and boost my head up to make me feel like I'm pushing for it.
I got you, bro. Next time.
I feel you.
Next time. I got you. But like I said, we got a lot of things in store for this podcast, man. We got some segments that we're gonna try to introduce soon. Probably the next podcast. We're gonna try to introduce a Cleese Corner to the podcast.
What's Cleese Corner? Explain that to the people.
It's basically going to be where you guys ask me things, or people ask me questions about, and just get some about anything, life, relationship, the world, anything. And I give them advice on it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say I give good advice, so we're going to see how it works out for everybody else.
That sounds like a good idea. You do give us some semi-decent advice.
When have I ever steered
you? You never steered me wrong, but you took me down some rough and rugged roads to get to my destination.
But you always come out on top.
Right? Yeah, I always come out, but you know, I may have a stomach ache and fuck around and lose an arm fucking with you, but I appreciate your advice. I do really do appreciate it.
It's about the experience. As long as you get there, it's about the destination.
All right, since you're doing Cleese Corner, we should probably do something like Dylan's L for the week, and I tell you, share my toughest L that I've taken within the past week.
two L's by Dilla.
It's like, I'm fucking with y'all, bro. I can't let y'all in.
Two L's by
Dilla. Can't let y'all in on that one.
I got a good little ring to it. Got a good little
Let's
ring.
Not make this a thing, all right? Let's not make it a thing.
All right, we ain't gonna make it a thing, but we're gonna come up with another segment as well for you.
Yeah, if y'all, definitely, as a matter of fact, you some, guys have any suggestions or any type of insight, we're gonna, it's a community podcast, so the only way we can grow and develop is if, with your feedback. So what do you want to see from me? If you want to see anything at all, your motherfucker's probably like, fuck this nigga down, man.
Motherfucker's probably like, man, we don't want to hear nothing from you guys. But if you guys do have some topics or you guys have some opinions of your own, definitely let us know. We definitely always here to have great dialogues and talk about anything. So let us know for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And we appreciate everybody that's listening right now.
Right. Also, my boys and we are part of a book club. And this week's or month's book is Good to Great by Jim Collins. So you guys go check that out. It's an audio version and you can get a hard copy. Good to Great by Jim Collins.
I'm actually enjoying this read. It's a deviation from my typical autobiographies and suspense thrillers. So it's pretty refreshing.
I threw this task on my goals list for the year. So I'm gonna try to at least read 4 books this year, and this is gonna help me get there.
4 books this year. How did you get to exactly 4 books? That's a very precise number. Like, most people are like, I want to read more books. I want to read, you know, longer books. But you said you want to read 4 books.
Well, I don't read books often anymore. I usually audio book them. And I got to get my creative head back together. I've lost some of my creative juices. And I just got to get them back together. So I think reading a book or 4 is going to get me there. I chose 4 because I know for a fact I ain't going to be able to get 1 every month. Because niggas really be doing a lot. So I know I'm not going to be able to make it to 4 every month, but we're going to shoot for 4.
I got you, man. I'm going to hold you to it.
It's lit. Man, but this was a good day. It was a good podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely appreciate working with you, man.
Well, guys, I think this is going to cap our day today. We appreciate you guys listening to the second episode of Opinions Over Hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to call this one College is a Scam.
That's what it is. Episode number 2 is in the books. See y'all later.
Peace.
Yeah, you sure? I'm out of luck. Tell that ass pussy not to bottle. I'ma lose my money in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubber on my lap. Get the chili up the bottle. Fuck it up. Pussy girl, go on, back it up. Pipe up, I'ma pipe up. Make your mind out of fat enough. Pussy thang, make that pussy snap. One more time, baby, do it, babe. Make it cry, come with all this shit. Yeah, you sue, I'm out of the thing. Turn that ass, bustin' out the bottom. I'ma lose my money in it. Crazy, I'ma do the obligato. Get the rubbin' on my lap, get the chili up the bottom. If I pull up with a Kerry Washington, that's gonna be an enormous scandal. I could have Naomi Campbell, still might want me a Stormy Daniels. Sometimes you gotta bag the boss up. I call that taking Corey Gambles. Find yourself up in the food court. You might have to enjoy your sample. All these shots on Chris and Mingle. Almost what got Tristan single. If you don't ball like him or Kobe, guaranteed that bitch gonna leave you. Hey, time is a